Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet. Sechet Bava Metzia, the sixth parak, Asocher et Almanim. And we're right up there at the first line. Now, says the Gemara, Pshita, we were discussing yesterday the issue of selling something, Mipnei Ra'ata. So we said there's two ways which a person can act, which makes us think that maybe they're not completely convinced that they want to go through with the sale. Rovet said yesterday, in a case where somebody's coming in and out and he's looking for money and so on, that's an indication that he's not convinced he's going to get his money, he's not going to ask to sell. Because what's he running back and forth, constantly asking you for the money? Something's funny. But we had another case in which we said if a guy's coming in and out for the money, that it's not a problem and it's considered to be a sale. And that was also by Robert. So the Gemara answered yesterday, it depends whether he was desperate to sell. So if it's a lousy car, and he sells his old car, and somebody bought it, the reason he's going back and forth to get his money is not because he doesn't want to sell the car, it's because he's afraid the other guy is going to figure out it's a lousy car, he's not going to want to pay him. So therefore he's pushing to get his money. But in a case where it's not Mipnei Ra'ata, so then in Achinami he's not clear. Now, it's Pshita, continues now in the Gemara with this sugya. Pshita. A guy is trying to sell his field now for 100. He can't find a buyer. So instead he takes a field for 200. And now he has not been fully paid. And he keeps coming back asking for his money. In that case, he definitely did not have in das to be mocked because he's worried the guys are going to give him his money. Even if he got the 100. Why? Because since, you'll say, well, if he got the 100, so then why? What's the big deal? He has the money that he needs. But that's not really true. Because since he only wanted to sell 100, and he gets now 100 out of 200, he's desperate to make sure that that doesn't go down the drains. He wants to buy another piece of property for the other 100. So he's asking the guy for the money because he's afraid he's going to be paid back in dribbles, and he's going to end up without anything, which is what often happens when you sell a house and you don't have what to invest it in, right? So therefore, it wouldn't be kind of even if the guy had already paid him 100 out of it. The question that we have is, suppose he wanted to sell a property for 100, he didn't find a buyer, but the truth is he didn't try very hard to find a buyer. He could have found a buyer if he'd gone into a lot of trouble. But he wasn't Toreach. Instead, he went ahead and he sold a field for 200. Now, people normally don't sell a field that they don't have to sell. Now, if this guy was ready to give up so easily on his smaller field and sell his larger field, it must be that that field was not particularly chaviv to him. Probably it's not a very well-producing field. So he was of him at that time. Now he's Ayavanafa Gazuzi. And we can look at that as two ways. He's Ayavanafa Gazuzi because this guy was selling him a lousy field and he wants his money back. He's afraid he's going to want his money back, and therefore he wants the money right now to make, but he's definitely happy to get rid of it. So then it would be it would be Kamokha Sadeumik Neiratadami. That would be an indication that this is a sale that he's happy to get rid of, in which case it's definitely a chal sale from his point of view. Or do we say, no, he wanted more money? Take it. Sacharat ha-chamar v'takadar. So we said in the Mishnah that in a case where a guy pulls out right before the chasana or whatever the case was, then you could be socher aleihem and expect that they're going to pay for the extra money. Or you can fool them with ta'an. Now, the question is, ad kama socher aleihem. So how much can you go beyond what you had agreed to pay then? They pull out. Says Rav Nachman, ad kidei scharan. The amount that they took for the first half, that's what you could take for the second. So as you can add their sachar and give it to the next guy and not pay them at all. So apparently that means that you cannot be tovea them in court. You can only take the money that you owe them. Right. That's, you pay what you were going to pay for the other half plus what you owed them. That's the maximum that you can do. That's how Rashi understands it. Now, others disagree, and they learn that it means to double the sakhar, whatever the situation is, to double the whole thing, whatever you would agree. No. We're talking about adding. We're not talking about fooling.
Adding.
Uh-huh. Right? Kama socher aleihem, not kama mata'an. So in other words, whatever they didn't get, according to Rashi, you can throw into the other guy. But you can't be mechayev them to add more. However, not everybody agrees with that. And they learn it means that this is just a shear. In other words, you can, where you made a deal with them, you're dealing at $1,000. Now you're going to have to, you could take that thousand, whatever, up to that, even if they're going to have to pay. Hesting more, but I thought we said even 40, 50 zuz. Why are we saying now that it's limited ad kedei scharan? Amalei ki tanya hahi shabat chavila liyado. That's talking about a case where the guy, the carpenter, left his toolbox there. So since he left his toolbox there, you take it. If it's worth 40 or 50, so is it fine? 40, 50, whatever it is. So in other words, the point over here is that in something that I'm mukzak, the rest of the salary that I was supposed to pay, I didn't pay them. Use that to buy off somebody else. You have the guy's toolbox, he left his electric drill there. Use that, sell it. And that amount of money, you can go ahead. But you're not going to be able to recover. That's Rashi's approach. The other approach in which it's a shear, what difference does it make if it was bat chavila liyado? So the other Rishonim understand that bat chavila liyado is a fascinating thought. That when a worker leaves his tools in a place, he's leaving it as a guarantee. It's a mashkin for his return. Exactly. In other words, if the band said they're coming, and the night before they went ahead, they brought in the loudspeakers and so on, and they left it there, and then they don't show up. It's part of the understanding that means, okay, guys, you ain't getting your loudspeakers back. I'm going to be using that to pay the next band that I got a double salary, whatever it is. So in that case, whatever they leave there is b'pchinat amashkon against their doing the rest of the work. And that's the way we look at emergency work. But again, only emergency work. Okay. Oh, you're just in time. Say it loud. Excellent. Perfect timing. It should say lo licha, by the way. Throughout the Torah, the Lashon is always on a chamor feminine. And you'll take a look in Rashi, you'll see that Rashi uses over Yerot va'olicha bahar. So apparently, it was indeed the correct Yerot Mishmah was va'olicha. Va'olicha bibika. So you said, I'm going to be driving only mountainous. And instead, you went ahead and took it through the bika where the temperatures are 110 degrees, you know. Or bibika v'olicha bahar. And over there, I mean, we'll see what the case is. Afilu zu'eser milim v'zu'eser milim. And it's exactly the same distance. Umeita, the animal dies, you're chayev. Now, the case that comes here is somehow different. We're going to have to explain very clearly what the difference is. Ha'socher ta'chamor lo l'cha bahar v'olicha bibika. How about if you change the agreement and it slipped? Now, it's less likely to slip in the bika than it is in the har. Right? So then you can't say, aha, well, if you had listened to what we said and you had gone in the har, and you had gone in the bika like I told you, I mean, obviously in this case it's the other way around. So here, you would be potter. But on the other hand, if you took it to the bika and the animal gets a heat stroke, it gets overheated, then of course you're chayav. Now this is strange because we just said in the Reish it doesn't matter. We just said if you changed it, you're chayav. Now all of a sudden we start explaining it depends what happened. Did it overheat or did it slip? Okay? And the other way also, obviously, if you made it tonight that you're going to be driving in the bika where there's less danger of falling off a cliff, and instead he's olicha bahar and it falls off the cliff, because you'd be chayav. Because that's exactly what the guy was afraid of. Maybe he knows that this chamor doesn't have good footing. But imuchama, if it overheats by going in the mountain, I mean, it depends. I mean, it's potter if it's just overheated because of the temperature. Obviously, if there wasn't enough water in the radiator, say imachmata ma'alam, and the reason that it's overheating is because it's huffing and puffing to get up the mountain. You know, like you watch Abba going the way up, you know, from Beit Shemesh. That's tough news. So over there, you'd be chayev. Hasocheret ha-chamor v'hivrika, you now hire a chamor. And the chamor gets, the Gemara is going to explain what the hivrika is, but it's a breakdown in the chamor that makes it schleppy. So it walks now slowly. And it can't do all the things that normally it can do, as we'll see. Oshenaset angaria. Now, in those days, they used to pull you off the road, not because the license plate wasn't in order. They pulled you off the road because the cops want to use your car. So, well, the melech, they say, needs right now eminent domain. We got to take this car. We'll bring it back to you later. So, it's naset angaria. So then the lease company can still tell the renter, look, you know, this is not our problem. This is your mazel over here, you know. So you wait until it's finished, or you use the car even though it's schleppy and it's ivrika. But if indeed it's completely broken down, meta onishbara, then you chayev la midlo chamor, the company has to give you a different chamor. So it's somebody who borrows, I mean, who pays for a chamor on a lease has specific liens in it. And he owes him a chamor to work. Now, I gotta get the Mishnah, says the Gemara. First you start off saying, if you change from the one locale to the other locale, so then you're chayev. It doesn't say a word about what went wrong. It doesn't say it overheated. It doesn't say it slipped. And then you keep going along in the safe way, and you say, well, it depends what happens. I mean, it's a little strange, isn't it? So, Mishnah, Resha, the local mafix, how come the opening of the Mishnah, we don't mention what happened, as if it makes no nafkamin at all? And Mishnah, Sefer, the kamafik. Amri, the Rabbi Yanai, you know what, the Resha, is that Stam, it died. Now, our assumption, Rashi learns, that Stam, when it died, I mean, we assume that it died, Machmat Avir. In other words, it's in a place where it's not its usual place. Okay, so something that is used to working in a valley goes up to the mountain, you take it to Mexico City, there's not enough oxygen. And therefore, the same thing that happens in the Olympics. You have to give people time to get used to working with less oxygen. Okay? So it's talking about Machmat Avir, or vice versa. I mean, it's not used to the Avir of a Bika where it feels heavy and there's this sense of just too much heat. And it dies because the Avir is not clean. All of the smog settles down into the valley over there, you know, like LA looks like today. That's the valley. They call it the valley, you know. So it smells. It's polluted. So it died because of the Avir. So over there, in Achinami, there we say, look, I mean, clearly there's a difference between the Avir of the Har and the Avir of the Bika. The Avir of the Bika is polluted, and the Avir of the Har is less oxygen. So if I told you not to go in the other location, there we have a right to assume, being as we don't see any direct cause, so we have a right to assume that it was the Avir, was the Shinui itself that killed it. That's how Rashi learns. Not everybody agrees with Rashi that Minastam, we assume that when an animal drops dead, it was Machmat HaAvir. I mean, maybe Stam got a heart attack. I mean, so in Achinami, other Rishonim learned that it's talking about that we see it was Machmat HaAvir. We can assume that the Avir is the problem in either case. It's breathing heavy, and you see that there's a problem. Yeah, whatever. It's acting like it's in L.A. So there, in Achinami, there's no Nafkamina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chaninomer, Kigon Shemeta Machmat Uftsana. It's talking about over here, is that it clearly was overworked. Now, I mean, in a sense, you get overworked going uphill, right? Obviously. Because when you had to, even if right now you're on the top of the mountain, says Rashi, but you had to work to get to the top of the mountain. So over there we can assume that it was difficult for it, or you can say that it gets overheated because of not the heat, but because it wasn't able to get rid of the heat from the work in the bika. So it's just harder. So even though we don't see that there's heat stroke, we don't see that that's the problem. That was the case of Ruchama. But if we see that it's because of Uftsana, so then the truth is, we have in both locations a reason to assume that it dropped dead. Rabba says, let's talk about Gashikisha Nachash. It got bit by a snake. It was killed. I mean, so over there, the guy could say, look, you know, I told you to go in the Har. In the Har, there's different kinds of snakes. Maybe it wouldn't have gotten to the snake, or vice versa. Rabbi Barav, Rabbi Yochanan, Amani, Rabbi Meiri. The Reisha is a different Shita. Reisha, indeed, it doesn't matter what happened to it, because we hold of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, "Kol ha-me'avir ha-da'at shabal ha-bayit, nikra gazlan." You do something from what the owner told you to do that's different, then by definition you're a gazlan. At that point, a gazlan, of course, is chayev ba'onasim. Somebody walks away with the other guy's thing. You have no right to use it this way. I told you not to. Where exactly does Rabbi Meir say that? That you're saying this is Rabbi Meir Shita. Hi, Rabbi Meir. I mean, are you referring to Rabbi Meir about the case at Sabah that we were talking about just a moment ago? The Machlokas, Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Meir, as to whether you give it to a dyer to dye black and he dyes red or vice versa. We're over there, you remember, Rabbi Meir says he's a gazlan. And therefore, he's Kena Bishinui, right? I mean, it's not exactly the same case. Over there, he did a shinui. It was a shinui maaseh. He changed the color of the bowl that was given to him. So, Yaakov bring a raya from there. I mean, so let's take a look at that. He let me be mayor did sabah, did not. I know ten semer that sabah lets bo alo adom vitzava o shachor. Or shachor vitzava o adom. So, Rabbi Meir omeno ten lo demet simro. Rabbi Meir says, look, I don't care what happened. You just pay him back the value of the tzemer that you received. Because the moment that you started to dye it wrong, you're kainet. As a gazlan. Rabbi Yudaimer, well, no, it depends. This guy, we were actually kainesim. Ima shevach yeter ala yitzia, noten lo ata yitzia. If lamaisa, it's worth more now. So let's say it was worth as undyed, it was worth $100. Now it's worth $150 after he does the dye. But it only cost him $20 to dye it. I'll give him the $20. And if the yitzias yetera ala sheva, let's say it's only worth $110 now. And he cost him $20 to do the dye. So then I'm only going to pay him the $10, right? No ten no ata sheva. Okay. And then maybe Rebbe Meir indeed is saying over there, look, I don't care. You did something different, just you're a gazlan. I mean, over there, surely it's different, isn't it? Dilma Shaniata, Tekani Bishinui Maaseh. How's that compared to this case? You didn't do anything in the Chamor to change the Chamor. You used it in a different way. So where was the act? How do you know Rabbi Meir holds that a different then prescribed act is considered to be Gezeila? Obviously, if you change the actual Chayfetz by turning it black, I mean, that's a shinui ba'isa. So you can't bring a raya from there. Okay. So which Rebbe Meir is it that says that any change from the understanding at the time of the rental is considered to be a gezela? Maybe it's this. Or Rebbe Meir. The Rebbe Meir that appears in the sugya of a migbat Purim. We made a special campaign to get money for Purim. The Tanya migbat Purim lepurim. If you collect money for Purim, then that money has to go to Purim. You cannot use it for anything else. Migbat ha'ir lo ta'ir. And if you collect money that's supposed to be used for aniyim in your town, it goes to that town. Ve'ein midak tekin bedava. And you don't sit there and say, well, but they don't really need that much money for Purim. Let's use some of it for something else. No. What you do is, you invest the whole thing in this public Suras Purim, okay? You buy the agalim, and you shech them, you make the suda, and if there's stuff left over, so fine, the stuff that's left over, you could sell or put it into the kishel tzedakah. But you don't mitzapseim initially to use the money for something else because you think that it isn't necessary. Now, all of that is the way Rashi learns. However, all of the Rishonim that are present, Rambam, the Rif, and so on, they don't have the words migbata irlota here at all, as the Gro points out, because they understand the ein medak tekin medavar the way we do. Everybody knows those words, ein medak tekin medavar, because it's based on the Yerushalmi benogei Purim. So that kol haposhet yado ein medak tekin medavar. That's what it's talking about. Not ein medak tekin how much you buy. But when you give money for aniyim for Purim, you don't need to know that they're aniyim. That's the pshat. Since kol haposhet yad, you give on Purim. So over there, we understand that the people that gave money for Purim, it wasn't a din of normal tzedakah. It was a din of Simchas Purim. Part of Simchas Purim is that the kids come over to you and they ask for money to say, well, you need money. I got to buy cigarettes. Now I'm 5 years old already. So over there, in Afinami, that money is given with this indas.
That holds true for adults, to anyone who asked you? Like
anyone who asked
you? Hasidus or just that?
No, that's the din. In medaktik, in medav. Only on Purim.
From another place.
Sorry?
Also from another place.
Doesn't matter where they're coming from.
No, no, it's nothing to do with the ear. The ear, that's, they take out that whole piece. That's Siddhas Purim, really. I mean, it's all meant for Siddhas Purim. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Migbat Purim Lepurim, Ve'ena Ani Rishoy Lekach Me'am Ritzuel Sandala. You guys have been talking about what the Gabbai does with the money. I'm telling you, forget about that, what the Ani does with the money, even after you give it to the Ani. He's got to use that money for Purim. He can't use it to pay his water bill. He can't use that money to buy a shoelace because his sandal fell off. No. Unless he goes and he goes to the town council. So over there we have the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir. And the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir are able to be machlit all inyanim that are done in town. And we assume that their das is the das of the people in town. So he can make it tonight. Me'mamad Anshei Ha'ir. There, yes, he could be Mishane, but only if the city council agrees. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov Shomer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Oh, so it is Rabbi Meir who says, no changes allowed. So maybe this is the same Rabbi Meir, no changes allowed, who would say no changes allowed in a rental agreement also. Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, however, he's Mekel. It's a sign. You don't have to be so careful not to use it for anything else. Now, wait a minute. Maybe over there it's a special case. I mean, Dilma. That could well be because people have a very special focus on Purim. So over there, in Achinami, it's a hakpada, as if to say you have no right to use it for anything else. I want it for Purim. But maybe stam, a statement, is not enough to define it's this or bust. Maybe it's not this or bust. I'm giving you general guidelines. Lamais, according to Rabbi Meir, kol ha-mishaneh, would mean that if you define the use, this, by the way, is very nogea contemporary issues. Let's say you rent a car from somebody. All right, so you're in Lakewood, all these yeshiva guys are renting out cars. And you tell, this comes up, Mamish, very serious. I've actually had guys ask me to shangla. They rent a car to drive to New York. Now it turns out they want to drive somewhere. They want to drive to Chicago. Can they use the car to drive to Chicago? I'll pay the rental mileage. I say, okay, they said New York, no mamela. They really want to drive to Chicago. You're going to pay them anyway by the mile. What's the difference? Or is it actually kovea? They said maybe the guy doesn't want the car to go that far. And he only... So that's mamish dependent in this machloket. Alibet Rabbi Meir, when the Mishnah said har and bika, it would be lav dafka. Because alibet Rabbi Meir, any shinoi is a shinoi. What? I rented you my car to drive to New York, and I found out that you had an accident in Illinois somewhere. What were you doing in Illinois? I said, well, what do you care? So I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir and Arkinami. Any shinoi would be a violation of contract, and Taka, you would be chayiv to him. So that means it would be a different way of understanding the Mishnah. It would just be a convenience to talk about har and bika in the ratio. The sefer obviously is specific. It's not going to leave it to Rabbi Meir. So now, says the Gemara, but that's no raya, because again, Sudas Purim is special. Elo Rabbi Meir. I'll tell you where Rabbi Meir says you can't change anything. The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Hanotein dinar la'ani likach lo chalok. A guy gives money to an oni to buy himself a chalok. Chalok is the old, you know, the way the way the Arabs dress now. It's a one-piece baguette. Covers you. It's like a dress. No, what do they call it? A robe like thing. They have it, huh?
Kaftan.
No, kaftan is the top thing. Oh, okay.
Just
so he can't use it. He cannot use that money to buy a talit. If you give him money to buy a talit, he cannot use it to buy a chaluk. Why? He's doing the opposite of what he was told to do with the money. Aha! Okay. So then that means Rabbi Meir holds you can't change anything. You can't say, wow, what a nice guy, wants to take care of me. But I need a talit more than I need a chaluk. No. He told you to buy a chaluk, not a talit. Says Gemara, maybe that's a whole different thing. Maybe the reason the oni can't do that is because it's possible that the guy said in shul that morning, you know, I feel very bad that oni doesn't have a talit. I'm going to buy him a talit. So now if you go and give him money for a talit and he buys something else, he shows up in shul, no talit, what are people going to say? Big mouth, lots of promises, no action. So they're going to be cheshed him that he doesn't keep his promises. Makes an edit to tzedakah, he didn't pay the money. So, Dilma Shani Adam Dato Lamishadeh. The Amri Inchi people will say, ha! The guy said I'm going to be buying him a lavusha for this poor guy, and he didn't. Or maybe it was the opposite. He said, look how he's dressed. It's terrible. I'm going to get him a new suit. Instead, the guy walks in with a talis. So he said, Zvinila Galima, Velozavanle. I mean, if that's the case, Imkain, that can't be the explanation. Because if that were the explanation, it would have said, Mipnei HaChashad. You can't change it because people are liable to suspect him. But what does it say? Mipnei Shemavir Aldai Teshabal Abayit. The reason you can't do it is because you're doing something other than what you were told to do. Which means that what's the defining principle? What it is that the guy said. In which case, a rental agreement, a libra be made, is the same thing. Therefore, says the Gemara, Shema mina, Mishum deshanihu. It must be because you did something different. And therefore, Kalamavra al dacha balabayit, nikra gazlan. Indeed, we were right to say that a libra be made, you're a gazlan if you did something different. The next case we had in the Mishnah is a soferet hachamor v'ivrika. So what does hivrika mean exactly? Now, of course, hivrika sounds like light, right? Like lightning. Barak, hivrika. So what might that mean? Hacha, here in Bavel, their metargim, nehurita. Indeed, it means light. But it means light in the sense of a euphemism, meaning that the thing got itself a nehurita. Nehurita is a cataract, and it doesn't see well, so it's hesitant and it's walking slowly. Not only is it walking slowly, but you cannot ride it. You have to guide it. That's all you need is to ride it and have it fall off the cliff. So it's completely useless for riding, right? According to this, Rava Amar. Well, it's not blind, but it's still able to carry things, but it needs guidance. So a nuhurita is a cataract. It's called a nuhurita because it covers over the eye. Rav Amar, it's referring to an avzaka. Avzaka means it has parasites in its hoof, and it's painful for it to walk. So, in fact, Ahud, you want to see a lotion of avzakat. Ahud Yomlo avzakat b'milta de malka. So it was a guy, he noticed the things that were going on in the king's storage area. And he says, look, I saw with moths eat up some. Now, it's very dangerous to say that anything is wrong with the milt of the melech, you understand? Because royal property does not get affected by moths. So this guy was really taking a chance. So they asked him, Bamai, betlei kesef or betlei dahav? Did you see it in the golden kalim or in the silver kalim? Now, obviously this was a way of referring to the chashivas of the king. I mean, you're talking about not things of gold and silver, you're talking about material. So then the difference between the kesef would be white linen, so they call that the silvery begadim, lashon of chashivas, or the golden begadim, which would be the normal argaman of the kings. That's like a ewe of gold. So they use that to indicate to him, listen here, buddy, be very careful. So he said, I saw it in the linen. Now, there ain't no such animal that eats linen. And they killed him on the spot. Not a good thing. There's a bitli kesef. You better be a little bit more careful. Bang. So katlua. Ikariyami. Others say, no, he said bitli dahav vishavkua. Okay, they let him live because they feel, okay, he's really, really worried about what happens to the king. Very good. O shenasit angaria. The other case is that the cops take it. And he could still say, I'm not going to give you another one. Hareshel chalafanecha. Well, Maravol, obviously that only means when the binik was, they would take your car, use it, and give it back to you. But if they're not giving it back to you, that's the same thing as dying. So, lo shomer b'angaria chozeret. Aval angaria she'eno chozeret. Chayav la'amid lo chamor. Shmuel omar, actually, it's b'en angaria chozeret. Bina angaria she'eno chozeret. It's not the point that it's chozeret, because you are not mechuyev. Even if it would be chozeret, you're not mechuyev to go following them around to see to get it back. What the only nafkamina would be is if it's bederek alicha nitla. So if they're going in the same direction that you're going. So then the derech is that the owner, if it was the owner, the owner wants to get it back. So then he follows them around, and when they're finished using it, or they find another sucker to take his chamor, they'll give it back, they'll take a fresh one, exactly. So they'll leave it. So if it's going in the direction that you're going, says Shmuel, so then he can say, look, you know, you're going anyway in that direction. You're the owner. It's your mazel that you met up with these guys. So follow them until they give it back to you. They'll find another chamor. But you're certainly, if they're going in another direction, then you're not mechuyev to follow them around to get his chamor. For all intents and purposes, that's the equivalent of dying. That's the point. So even if they would give it back, I'm not mechuyev to get it back. So im lav, and then it depends. So if they took it b'derech halicha yisareh shechalav anecha, v'im la b'derech halicha ta nitla, then chayav la amid lo chamor, because as far as he's concerned, the chamor is dead. Meitve, ha-socheret ha-chamor v'ivrika, o shenishtatata. Here it says in a braita, you rent a chamor, and it gets this two lashonas ivrika, or it went crazy, so that now, I mean, I can't, certainly can't get on its back. Omer lo harei shechalav anecha. Okay, so put stuff on it and guide it. You know, it's a little more difficult to control. What can you do? But if it's meta or shenazit angaria, chayav la midlo chamor. Wait, whoa! Over here, it's putting angaria together with meta. And before we said angaria is actually zamakuyev to be ba midlo chamor. How do you explain that? I mean, according to Rav, it's easy to explain because Rav said it depends. Is it angaria chozeret, or is it angaria sheino chozeret? So the Rav lo kasha, kan ba angaria chozeret, kan ba angaria sheino chozeret. Well, what are you going to say according to Shmuel? What do you mean, what am I going to say according to Shmuel? Shmuel said, it depends what direction you're going. So you say the same thing. If you're going in a different direction than they're going, you're not mechuyev to go back, just if it died, and now he's mechuyev to give him another car, right? So, why don't you say the same thing? So, v'chi tema l'shmuel nami lo kasha. Do we have a minion? Did you say agaymal yet?
Oh.
You say agaymal. So you'll fichite melishmul nami lo kasha kan bederach halichata nitla, and kan shelo bederach halichata nitla. And therefore, where it says that you have to give him another chamor, it's talking about where it was going the wrong direction. That can't be the case, because take a look how it continues. Hamidikdani seifa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer im bederach halichata nitla omer la resha chalafanecha vim lav kayav la midlo chamor. If now Reb Shimon ben Elazar inserts that tonight and says, well, it depends, then obviously the Tana Kama holds it doesn't depend. So how did Shmuel understand that? Who's the Tana Kama? I'll leave it to Shmuel. Since Shmuel understood that the initial case is always dependent on this halacha, so Michlal did a Tana Kama lo shayni lei. Says Shmuel, I understand, well, what's bothering you? Who said I'm a chayav to explain the Tana Kama? I mean, you agree. There's Reb Shimon Elazar. No. I've been talking about the sheet of Reb Shimon Elazar all along. And that's how I was passing. So, Reb Shimon Elazar. Well, you know what? It could be there is no two sheetas. There's not a Tana Kama in Reb Shimon Elazar. It's missing a few words. Chesurim Mechasra. V'achiktani. What it should read is like this. Hasocheret hachamor vivrika o nishtate. So now you cannot use this donkey because it's got a cataract or because it's more difficult to control, its mind is no longer functioning properly. But meta ona setangaria, if it was taken up by the police, chayav la'amid lo chamor. Now put in these words. Where do we say that? Where it where the cops took it and going in the other direction. So then it's as if it died, as far as the renter's concerned. Aval nitla bederach alichata, if they're going in the same direction, the renter could still say, the leaser could still say, Areshal Khalifanecha, Divrei, now get back to it. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Shehaya. Now, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer is just a continuation of the inserted words. Shahayav Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, like Shmuel, which said, and there's nobody that argues. Namely, Ibaderach Ha'ilokha Nitla Omer L'Reisha Chalafanecha Vimlo Chayav La'amid Lo Chamor Acher. Because it's your mazel.
Walk.
Walk. Why is it my problem? That's all that he's saying. Why is it my problem? And the king meets you and takes the car. Now whose problem is that? My problem or your problem? Why is it his problem? Why? So? It's your rental property. They didn't come to my rental company to take the car. They took the car where you were driving.
It's a police emergency. We need your car.
That's right. Exactly. Somebody was in the wrong place at the wrong time. The how is not my problem. It's your problem. That's all he's saying. That's not racial qualifying. You figure it out. Don't come to me. You figure it out. I mean, some cops are aliens. Yes, the Gemara, the problem is that this doesn't work out. Because me much is mukmalak Reb Shimon Elazar. How can you say it's all Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar if it says in the Reisha, Hasocherat hachamor vivrika, o shenishtata, omer la Reisha chalafanech, vil Reb Shimon Elazar omer. Here it just says, if something goes wrong with that chamor in a way that it cannot be ridden, it now needs to be guided because it's got this cataract, So then that does not work out according to Rav Shimon Elazar, because Rav Shimon Elazar himself says, HaSocheret HaKamar Lirkov Aleha Vivrika Or Shenishtatata Chayav La'amid Lo Chamor Acher. If you rented a chamor to drive and it gets this cataract, then you have a right to demand an alternative chamor. Omar Rabba Barfun, what does that have to do with it? There it says to drive. That's different. I'm talking about, you didn't say I'm buying this to ride on its back. I need a chamor. Normally people take a chamor as a backpack, as a pack animal, not as a riding animal. So it's okay, so you could still lead it. But in a case where he said l'chovala, maybe that's different. Omer of Papa, you should know that if you were rented it to carry glass, it's the same thing, because you cannot afford any kind of jiggling around on the glass. You can say, oh, it's okay, you can guide it. If it doesn't know where it's going, that glass is going to get broken. So that's the equivalent of l'chovala adami. Omer Rabba Bar Avuna. Okay, we can wait. So, let's do our review. Didn't we just say Adar Boim Chamishim Zuz? Amale, yes, but Kitan Yahu, where the guy left his toolbox in your house. So over there you've got a lot to collect from now, don't you? Shabbat HaChavilan Liyado. HaSocheret HaChamor Lo Lecha Bahar Vo Lecho Bibika Bibika Vo Lecha Bahar Afilu Zu Eser Milin Vizo Eser Milin Umeita Chaya. HaSocheret HaChamor Lo Lecha Bahar Vo Lecha Bibika Im Hichlika Patur Vimuch Ma Chaya. Whereas the other way around, so then obviously it's more likely michlika, in a har you be chayav. On the other hand, it's less likely to be uchma, so then you be potter. Unless, of course, it overheated from overwork. So imach mata ma'ala chayav, asocheret hachamor v'ivrika, o shena asit angaria, omer la resha kalafanecha. Whereas meta onishpra, chayav la midlo chamor, maish la resha de loka maflig, Umaishna sefer de kama fli. Amid verabiana reisha shemeta machmat avir. Darmina avira de har katla. Darmina avira de big akatla. Rabbiosi bachanino mer. Kagon shemeta machmat uftsena. Rabba mer. Kagon shikisha nachash. Rabbiya barabba. Rabbi Yochanan says. Omani Rabbi Meir. The Omar kola maavir. Alda atosho balabayit. Nikra gazlan. Hi Rabbi Meir. Ilemi Rebbe Meir de Tzabah, de Tzad. Hanotem semer la Tzabah, litzboa lo ado, vitzava o shachor. Shachor u tzva o adom. Rabbi Meir omer, noten lo dmei tzamro. Rabbi Yudu omer, ima shevach yeter al yitzia, noten lo yitzia. Vima yitzia yeter al shevach, noten lo at shevach. Mima? Di omer shanei hatam, that he actually did a shinui maaseh, as opposed to here. Elohar Rebbe Meir. The Migbat Purim, the time. Migbat Purim, le Purim only. Some have the gears that migbata ir lo ta ir, ve'ein medak tekin medavar, avalokhim et ha'agalim v'shochtean, v'ochlim otam, v'amotar yiplu l'kishot tzedakah. Rabbi Eliezer omer, migbat purim l'porim, even vis-a-vis the Ani himself, ve'ein ha'anir eshay l'kach mi'am ritzua l'sandalo, elim ken yitzna b'ma'amad anshei ha'ir, divri Rabbi Yaakov sh'omar mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Meikel, so you see Rabbi Meir is Bachman. No. Dilma hatam nami da daiti de purim udi yoivle, a daiti de mini achrina lo yoivle. Eloha Rabbi Meir, the tani of Shimon, as I remember Shimon Rabbi Meir, ano tendi narla ni lekach lo chaluk lo ikach po talit. Talit lo ikach po chaluk, bibnei shem avir al tato shabal abayet. Maybe not. Dilma shani hatam dato le mirshadeh. Da amri inche amar planya zavnina la lavusha la plonya aniya, ולא זוון לי. אינם הזמנים עלי גלימה, ולא זוון לי. אם כן, ליטני מפני עכשיו, for heaven's sakes. Why is it saying מפני שמעביר על דעתו של בעל הבית? שמעמי, the point is, משום דשוני הוא, and I'll leave Rabbi Meir, כל המעביר על דעתו של בעל הבית, נקרא גזלן. Hasuchet hachamor v'ivrika. Mai v'ivrika alcha targimenu hurita. Rava amar avzeket. Ogudi omar lo avzeket b'milta de malka. Omar lo b'mai. B'tlai kesev or b'tlai daha. So ikre amar b'tlai kesev amar v'katu. Ikre amar b'tlai daha v'amar v'shafku. O shenasit angari. Omar lo reshel chalofanech. Omar avlo shena b'angari chozeret. Aval, angari she'eno chozeret. Chayav la'amid lo chamor. Shmuel amar, pein agar yechazer, pein agar sheinu chazer. Im b'derech halicha nitla, amar lo reshel chalofanecha. Im lav b'derech halicha tanitla, chayav lamid lo chamor. Meitve. Hasocher ot hachamor v'ivrika, o shenishtat ot, omer lo, hareshel chalofanecha, meita. O shenaset angariya, here it says, chayav lamid lo chamor. So b'shem rav, you can always say, kan b'angar yechazer, kan b'angar sheinu chazer. But Shmuel said it doesn't make any difference. So kasha. So chitema, but according to Shmuel, it does make a difference in a different difference. That is, kan b'derech halichata nitla, kan shelo b'derech halichata nitla. Not true, because how many ktani sefer shrimin alazer aimer im b'derech halichata nitla omer lo reisha chalofenach min lav chayim lemin lo chamor acher. So mechlal the tana kama lo shani le omer ishka Shmuel. So I never said I was going on libe the tanbona lav nigur shrimin alazer the kai kavatei. I'm not shrimin alazer. What's your problem? Throw in these words. Now, go back to the words of the Braita. Im bederech yiluchan nitla omer lo reshecha lefanecha, im lo chayav lo amid lo chamor. How can you say that? That's a good question, Shimon Elazar. Hakatani reshecha sochereta chamor v'ivrika, o nishtatet omer lo reshecha lefanecha, v'ilu Reb Shimon Elazar says about that, that a sochereta chamor lechov aleha, v'ivrika o shenishtateta, chayav lo amid lo chamor. Omer Rabbi Ravuna, so what's the question? Over there he said he wants to write it. The lechov aleha is obviously shiny. Omer of Papa, but you should know, Klis Chochit is just as bad as Klis Chovaleh, dummy.